you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, February 19th, 2024. Oh, listening friends, lots of updates, God sightings, and new God-honoring ministry initiatives are being launched. I'll also share a few songs with you if it all works out. But first, some of the updates. Those of you that wondered Wednesday night what was going on with 89.3 FM, as it was off the air a little while, I raced out to the Fithian Tower site about 9:30 at night. I enter into our trailer home, and there's this long hallway that leads into the back room, which houses our studio and some other equipment. And so I was using my little cell phone light because the hallway in the back room, I was trying to think, where's that switch again? Anyway, I get to the back room and I notice this big panel and the space heater that kind of holds it up against the wall had tipped over. And I thought, that's kind of odd. And it typically covers up this little closet area that has one of those kind of accordion doors that you kind of move left and right and it folds or opens up. And suddenly, I see that accordion door kind of move, and it would be as if somebody opened up a door and a big gust of wind blew in, and so it just kind of made it flutter. And so then I flash my little cell phone, because this is a dark, small, maybe about an 8 by 8 foot room, and so as I direct my cell phone acting as a flashlight over, I see this big raccoon, and I almost jumped out of my skin, as did the raccoon. And so I screamed, and I raced down the hallway, and I was trying to find something to go back in there, because you can't have a raccoon in the studio room. And so anyways, I grab a chair and walk back in there slowly, being very tentative, not knowing if the raccoon's going to jump out at me. And so he must have gotten back into that closet and wasn't around. He must have somehow underneath this trailer home climbed up, and in this closet there's kind of another makeshift wall that has an opening, and I think there must be a hole in the floor, so I'll have to go back and pull out that kind of makeshift wall and see. That's how the raccoon got in. All to say, I know the raccoon was on the countertop near the equipment, and he must have hit one of the buttons that knocked us off the air, and I know he was up there because he left some droppings. I won't get too descriptive, but I had another mess to clean up. Basically got us back on the air, and so resolved that in a short period of time, other than securing the building so the raccoon can't come back in. That'll maybe happen today or tomorrow. So thank you, God. That was kind of an easy fix, but it certainly for a few moments amped up my alert system. Wow, that was kind of scary. You don't expect a raccoon to be right there in a small room. Okay, so we got that resolved, and I should point out, with 19 different radio frequencies, there tends to always be something going on. So then on Thursday and Friday, some of you may have wondered, what was going on with our 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1 FM? It's our WGNN family of stations, if you will, three frequencies all with the same format. And I should mention, so with our 19 frequencies, we have three different formats. Sometimes everyone thinks it's all the same. No, nine stations has this certain format, three stations have this certain format, and seven stations have the third format. So if you didn't know that, sometimes as you drive around, click in our different frequencies and you may discover, wow, I can get two different formats in Springfield or two different formats around the Champaign-Urbana area. Anyway, back to Thursday, Friday, as I'm out at our Fisher Foosland Tower site, working away in the studio that we have in that building, I noticed while Janet Parshall was playing, she's from 4 to 6 p.m. on many of our stations, there started to be static, some interference, and I'm watching our receiver fade from like a 7 and 8 power level down to 3, 2, 1 off the air. And so to keep something playing over the air on those three frequencies, the 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1, sorry if your head's spinning, spinning now with all these numbers. I put the WGNJ programming that we call Great News Radio on WGNN so there'd be something playing. And so as I was problem solving and talking to some engineers and some satellite people, and then also Howard Fox, who helps with our WLUJ family of stations, I determined I would install a new LNB and a 5G filter. And that's what we did a few weeks ago in Springfield, and it cleared up all the issues. Thank you, God, a million times over. So we weren't having all those interruptions when the 5G would overpower our signals. So anyway, I'm out there, and now it's 4:45, 5 o'clock, 5:30, it's getting dark. I'm up on this tall ladder, reaching above my head, trying to take off the LNB, and that works with the satellite dish to receive the satellite feed from Moody and other live broadcast updates. So I get things set, I think it's all going to work. There's still a fault life, so no connection. Do some other things. Now it's dark out and I can barely see, but I'm up on the ladder. Holly's like, don't be doing that alone, but I had to get us back on the air. That didn't work. Tried one last thing. It's now about 10 at night. It still doesn't work. So those of you that were tuned in to the WGNN frequencies, you were hearing WGNJ all night long into Friday morning. And so I returned Friday morning, but I did get a text from Jim Miller. He's one of our board members. And he said, hey, Mark, is there anything I can do to help? And I'm like, oh, certainly, meet me out at the radio tower in Fisher. And so Jim gets out there because it's always great to have another person to think through things, you know, to hand you the socket, the wrench, or to assist in various ways. And that's what Jim did. And that's when all that snow came. And so first we had to shovel off all the snow on the dish. And so we were both working together. I called up to Moody and I said, hey, these are the situations that are going on. What do you recommend? And he said, well, you need to test to make sure your receiver is sending power to the LMB that's out on the satellite. So you had to have this little tester. Now, this was another God-sighting story. But about 12 years ago, I purchased one of these little testers at Radio Shack, used it once. In fact, I didn't even know how to use it. I had somebody use it, and it was stored in a cabinet, so I thought. And so when Dave Woodworth said, if you have one of these testers, it'll tell you it's an amp meter, and so it can read voltage and tell you whether an outlet's working and those kind of things. Well, I looked all around, couldn't find it. I thought, oh, I must have taken it or given it away because we never used it. And I said, well, there's one last place in the back of this cabinet. I'll look. There it was. Anyways, I pull it out and I turn it on and it turns on. And I'm thinking, I haven't used this thing in 10, 12 years, a long time. I open up the back. And usually when something is left like that, the batteries are corrosive. You know, after so many years, they just go bad. And I was shocked that that didn't happen because that's happened with components that I've had over the years. If you leave batteries in or they're just not utilized. Anyways, so I said, hey, Jim, this thing's working. Do you know how to work it? And Jim's an engineer. And he goes, oh, yeah. So I'm like, oh, praise the Lord. So we tested the component. Then we tested a length of the line. Then we tested it after the splitter. And then after a surge protection, you have to make sure that the cable is working. Then we go out to the satellite dish and test it there. So we were getting amperage to the LMB. So anyways, we were problem solving. We decide just take everything off the satellite dish and let's put in the new LMB and the new 5G filter. So anyways, that took some time and we needed electrical tape. So we drive into town and then get back. All to say, after getting it all installed and fitted, reconnected, we go back in and I said, Jim, I've been praying a bunch all this time. Oh, Lord, please have it work. And so I reset the receiver that gets all of our feeds, the Moody Broadcasting live feeds and such. And as this receiver reboots, it's green lights and it was the strongest signal we've had for years. So I'm like, praise the Lord. I probably said that about 10 times while Jim was there. I just couldn't believe that it all worked. No Murphy's Law. And so I instantly got WGNN and those three frequencies back to their format. It was during Chris Fabry Live, and it's been working flawlessly ever since. And so I just thank God how he raised up Jim Miller to contact me to come and assist. And between both of us, Friday around 2 o'clock, we got things all set. So never a dull moment here. And I wanted to play a couple different songs, but I also want to tell you about two other initiatives that I can't wait for you to be praying up and seeing how God's going to use them to his glory. So why don't I rest your ears for a moment or two from my storytelling and play a favorite song of many, Fernando Ortega's Give Me Jesus, because that's what this ministry is all about, lifting high the name of Jesus, proclaiming that good news message that we can have a relationship with God, and it'll be extended into all eternity. There'll be no more pain or suffering or heartache, that our destiny will be into the loving arms of a God who cares, and it's through receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as our personal Savior. We call on Him and ask Him to forgive our sins. And so I pray this song may stir in your heart that recognition of Jesus, not only being our Lord and Savior and King of Kings, but the one who will embrace us.
In the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. And when I am alone,
my storytelling got a little longer than I wanted. I had three different songs lined up, and so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a special song I found on the internet this morning. It's titled Pastor's Wife, arranged by Franklin Vail, and singing it and playing it on the piano is Sarah Macabelli. And after hearing the song that honors pastors' wives, I'm going to quickly tell you about two special initiatives that are being launched that we think God is going to use in powerful ways. Here's Pastor's Wives, played and sung by Sarah Macabelli.
There is one person in our church who knows the pastor's life, who weaves and smiles and prays with him, and that's the pastor's wife. The crowd is seeing him in his strength, while bearing God's sharp sword, as underneath his banner's fold, he faces the devil's horde. But deep within, that scars an hour before, she helped him pray the glory down behind a closet door. She heard him groaning in his soul when bitter age his wife, as hand in hand she knelt with him, for she's the pastor's wife. You're just as much a part of our lovely family. You tell a tale of preachers brave who march across this world and change the course of history by truthful words they heard. And I will see how behind each one a part of labor life, who wept with him and smiled with him, she was the pastor's wife.
That song was titled Pastor's Wife, arranged by Franklin Vale. Sung by and playing the piano was Sarah Machiavelli. I just found that on the internet. I searched songs honoring pastor's wives because I want to tell you about this new initiative that's being launched, and the first gathering will be April 2nd. But before I share that, a quick shout out to Dave Fitch, our Director of Development. One of our goals is raising awareness, and so we're launching a restaurant placemat campaign again. We did it about 11 or 12 years ago, but we put paper placemats in various restaurants, and it'll feature the radio station raising awareness of our 19 frequencies, but it'll also have advertisements so we can work to feature different businesses and the services they provide in this unique way, because somebody sits in a restaurant for 20, 30 minutes, they're waiting for their food, they can look at the restaurant placemat. Anyways, we had it very successfully launched years ago, and we're bringing that back starting in the Springfield area. But as far as launching our First Lady Ministry, that's what we're calling it, reaching pastors' wives, here's what I sent out to our board, staff, and some of our radio volunteers. So bear with me with this quick reading. God is on the move, again, as always. It's official. We are launching a First Lady Ministry to reach pastors' wives. This ministry initiative will be officially launched on Tuesday, April 2nd in Springfield. Read on and click the link below. If you are or know of a First Lady, pastor's wife, encourage them to sign up and join us on the first Tuesday of each month beginning in April. First Ladies meeting on the first Tuesday. And then I write, this is the kind of email that'll be going out soon. Beloved daughter of the King, I'm excited to share this update with you. Great progress has been made on our First Lady ministry. Be prepared to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered as a woman of God with a high calling. Our plan is to serve pastors' wives throughout Springfield and the surrounding area. We will meet on the first Tuesday of every month, beginning April 2nd, from noon until 1:30 p.m. at the Salvation Army Community Center, 1600 East Clear Lake Avenue. Basically, it's the corner of Clear Lake Avenue and Martin Luther King Drive in Springfield, Illinois. A delicious free lunch will be provided, an encouraging speaker will present, and wonderful fellowship will be fostered. Your feedback is needed and appreciated as we continue to think things through, pray, and plan. Please note the sign-up questionnaire link below. Look it over and let us know your thoughts. Feel free to also encourage other First Ladies, Pastor Wives, to sign up and join us. We will send out email updates and reminders in the days ahead. And then there's click on this link below, and that takes you to a special sign up, and it gives you some of the topics that these special speakers will present, the dates, and it's a real easy way where you put your name, email, some of the topics you would be interested in hearing, and a few other things. And then I close with, we are excited to see what God is up to in the days ahead. So listening friend, if you're a First Lady, a pastor's wife, or you want to make sure the First Ladies, the pastor's wives at your church know about this, call us with their email address or the pastor's address and we'll send it on to him, because sometimes they want to keep their wife's email address confidential. I understand that. But we want to honor and bless and encourage and build up and empower these pastors' wives as we think God will use it to not only encourage them in their ministry roles, but bless their husbands that pastor and serve. So, as I often say, no dull moments here. Lots going on. We appreciate your prayers, your support, and we'll have a lot more to say about this First Lady ministry, our restaurant placemat campaign, and getting you all sent an updated program guide that we hope to get out in the coming weeks. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day, night, and a wonderful Monday as you launch into this new week.